Can you imagine being angry at God because he is too merciful, too compassionate? That seems impossible, right? But a prophet in the Bible once was. His name was Jonah. He hated the people of Nineveh because they were part of the Assyrian Empire that had violently oppressed his people Israel. But God told him to go and deliver a message to Nineveh nevertheless. Specifically, God instructed Jonah to cry out against their wickedness. Instead of doing as God said, however, Jonah ran the other way, toward a city in the opposite direction by sea. God sent a mighty storm that nearly shipwrecked the boat Jonah was in, until he confessed, the storm was because of him, and then they threw him overboard. Jonah would have surely perished, but God sent a large sea creature to preserve his life. Jonah repented and prayed, asking God's forgiveness, and he went to Nineveh as God originally instructed. He preached the message God gave him, proclaiming, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." But then the people of Nineveh repented. They believed the warning and began fasting and mourning, even the king of Nineveh. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them. Normally, a preacher would be very happy about this. An entire huge city repented of their wickedness and sought God. But Jonah was not happy. He was angry. Why? In his own words, he said, "Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm." Effectively, Jonah proclaimed, "I knew you were going to do this, God. I knew you would save those rotten people. That's why I ran away when you told me to go to Nineveh in the first place." Notice, Jonah knew that God's unchanging character was one of compassion and grace, such that God would look for any way to spare people. How did Jonah know this? From God's own words that he proclaimed long before to Moses in Exodus 34. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but by no means clearing the guilty." Now notice, Jonah's words were almost the same. "I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness." The words were the same because he is partially quoting from Exodus 34, which is also quoted all over the New Testament elsewhere as the primary passage describing God's character. God did not go back on his word when he granted Nineveh mercy. Rather, this is one of many examples in the Bible when God acts in accordance with his promises and his character of perfect love. Throughout Scripture, God promises to turn from judgment if his people repent and turn from evil. Though misguided and selfish, Jonah's angry outburst highlights a great truth about God. His character never changes. He is always the God of compassion, mercy, and grace. Accordingly, God once declared to his people, "I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." Notice, this verse assures that God's character never changes. In the very next verse, however, God promises to respond to people's decisions accordingly. Specifically, God declares to his wayward people, "Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you," says the Lord Almighty. "But you ask, how are we to return?" This same kind of language is found in Jeremiah 18. There, God used the metaphor of a potter working with the potter representing God, the Creator, and the clay representing God's people, depicting the way God worked with the clay. In the story, the potter was shaping a pot from clay. But then the pot was marred, So the potter formed it into another pot. While some mistakenly think this metaphor describes God as controlling everything that happens, the verses that follow show that humans have free choices that make a difference, and that God responds to human choices. Specifically, God proclaims that if people repent from their evil, He will relent from judgment against them and restore them accordingly. God's character never changes, and God always responds in the way that is perfectly good and appropriate given all the factors. And many of those factors we don't see, but God knows them all in His perfect wisdom. One of my recent books, God With Us, elaborates on this in the context of the story of the Bible, which itself is the story of God with us. From that story, we see clearly that God always desires your good. There are forces in this world that work against your good, but those are not from God. As Jesus once put it relative to the evil in this world, an enemy has done this. In contrast, James 1:17 promises, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." This verse also teaches that God's character does not change. There is no variation, no shadow of turning, and every good gift is from God. This is exceedingly good news. While humans are often unfaithful and otherwise change in arbitrary ways, God's character of perfect goodness is constant. Humans will let you down, but God never will let you down. The contrast between God's unchanging goodness and the evil of the enemy could not be clearer. As Jesus put it, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail." You can put your trust in Him, for great is His faithfulness. While our world is ever changing and things constantly pass away, God is always the same, and His years will have no end. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. No matter what is happening around you or in your life, you can be fully confident that God is always the same God of perfect goodness and love, who desires your good and works for the good of all concerned. He calls you, yes, you, even now to turn to Him, whether for the first time or in a way that more fully commits your life to Him. This is the good news we learn from the story of a petulant prophet. God's character of love is so steadfast, so sure, that He will always seek whatever way He can to save as many as He can. He does not change, but He can and He will change your life if you call on Him, Assyrian, Israelite, or otherwise.